I did. I'm in Manchester. My mum's in Paris. I'm in Skadishim. The Harbour of Kaisai.
Right. Okay. This is on.
That's on. That phone's not working. Yeah.
I think everybody is in the matzav of great trauma, of shock, and of difficulty knowing what are you meant to do. I saw a passage in the Sefer Beis Avron, Slonima. It says, Sfira is gematria besimcha. Exactly, it's 355. Gematria Sfira is besimcha. Because besimcha seitzeyu, he says, besimcha you can go out of all shiflus. With shalom tuvolun, with shalom you can come to shleimus. So Sfira has two things. It's the Tahem Eklipoisenu. And the other part is the Ve'etoe Ve'eskadish B'kdusha Shalmaila. It's the removal of the Klipa, the removal of the negative, and the ability to elevate oneself and be inspired to reach something much higher. It says that the letters of Besimcha are Machshova, because the main thing which stops a person being happy is Machshova. It's thoughts. Thoughts stop us being happy. And what are the thoughts that stop us being happy? It says the Rebbeinu Shloilem remembers what we forget. He's Zoicha Kol Nishkoch. It's all the things we've forgotten, he remembers. And it's those thoughts which we've actually forgotten which cause us not to be happy. Because it's mevalbel, it confuses our mind, disturbs our joy. But when a person would be miyached his thoughts to Hashem, then his machshava, so to speak, becomes a reshus hayochid. That's besimcha seitzeu. You're going out of the Rishus HaRabim through Simcha. Of a Sholom to Volun, you come into Rishus HaYochid, because Sholom is Rishus HaYochid. In the place of Achdus, there's Sholom. If there's Pirut Chas V'Sholom, that's the Rishus HaRabim. So the leaving Rishus HaRabim, the entering the Rishus HaYochid, is the Avodah of Sfira, which is, as we said, is the Gematria of Besimcha. So we're now challenged. How could we possibly be besimcha? V'chol beis Yisrael yivchu es hasreifa shesorf Hashem. Is that correct? Is it right? Is it correct that we should be all in a state of bechia, of crying, of sadness? Of course. V'chol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa shesorf Hashem. Ayin roya, oizn shemas, v'chol masech, v'chol masech, b'vidyo nechtovim. V'chol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa. So we said that the avoid of sphere is to be besimcha, ki besimcha seitzeyu, is besimcha you go out. You take a look in the Gemara in Chagiga, daf tezvov amud beis. The Gemara in Chagiga asks the kasha. We know Torah is megin, Torah protects. Torah is megin u'matzil. It doesn't just protect us physically, it protects us spiritually too. Barossi Yitzhahara, Barossi Torah Tavlin. In Pogge B'chom Anuvel Zeh, Moshchei LeBais Medrash. The Torah is a protection. So the Gemara's kasha in Chagigah Tezvov Amud Beis is, how can it possibly be understood that Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, was Yotze L'Tar B'Sro? How could he be Yotze L'Tar B'Sro when we know that there's Torah which is Megin, Torah which is Matzil. How could Acher be Yotze L'Tar B'Sro? So the Gemara gives an interesting teretz. The Gemara gives actually two teretz. The first teretz is, Zeme Yevoni Loi Posak Mi Beisoi. The Greek songs didn't stop coming out of his house. Greek songs. So we would have said, oh, I understand what the Gemara is talking about. Goyish music. You mustn't listen to Goyish music. It's very harmful. Goyish music is terrible. We don't know even the Jewish music. Is it really Jewish music? Is it Goyish music? That's how we understand it. Take a look in Rashi. Rashi does completely differently. Rashi says, Nechidush. V'hoyo loy lo niach b'shvil churb nabais. Dichsiv b'shir lo yishtu yayin. So I heard a shmuz from Rav Leib Lapin Zechzal Gevrocha, the Gates of Shiva, where he explained this Rashi in a very original way. He said, what was the taina on Acher? Zemi Yevoni. What was wrong with Zemi Yevoni? Hoyoloi lohaniach b'shvil churban habayis. So Rav Leib said, if somebody's not noisa ba'oil with churban habayis, it's bad midas. It's a bad midah. It's a bad midah to be cold. It's bad to be cold. You've got to be sensitive to the pain of others. So now, when we ask, what are we meant to do? What does Rebbeinu Hashem want of us? Well, the first thing he wants is noisa ba'oil. He wants us to be noisa ba'oil. Of all the people who are suffering now, people who are sitting shiva this week, my daughter spoke to me this morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. Just come back from the Vaya, Moshe Bergman, just come back from the Vaya. The tsar, the trauma, nobody knows what to do. So you say, but you can't go around crying the whole time. You can't go around depressed the whole time. If you're depressed, you're not going to be any better. You'll be worse. You'll be worse than Ruchnis if you become depressed. But the Gemara says, Acher was Yotzer Tar B'Sro because he's not nice of oil. Because he says, it's not my problem. So Zem Yevoni Lo Posak Mi Beisoi. The other time it says, Sifri Minas Noshim Cheikoi. This is before he was Yotzer Tar B'Sro. It means when he was Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, one of Tanoim. But Sifri Minas. But the taino of Midas, Sir Bleib said, because to be protected by Torah, we need to have Midas Tovus with Torah. Torah is making with Midas Tovus. So the first Midas Tova that we need this morning, that all Klal Yisrael needs is the whole base Yisrael, Yivku es Astrefa, Shesarav Hashem, sensitivity, to feel for the pain of others. It's the Shloshim today for Shneibag Zechzal Livrocha. I want to tell you a maisa which probably nobody here knows of Rav Shneibag's sensitivity and what he did for us. I'm sure very few people know this story. I heard it from somebody who was there. And this shows, in English you say, what's the point of crying over spilt milk? In other words, why cry over something? It's my dear, what's been has been. You can't do anything about it. It's been. What's the point of crying? There was a meeting that took place with officials from the European Commission and a group of Rabbonim, some of whom were from England, no, all of whom from England, and the subject under discussion was Shechita. And the EU was going to ban Shechita. Now, the meeting of Rabbonim, the commissioner in charge of this meeting, who was heading the meeting, the European official, was actually English. And the Rabbonim was sitting there, it's about three or four Rabbonim, I think. One of them was Rav Schneeberg, Zichzal Livrocha. And they got nowhere. And the meeting was ending, and the maskana was, Shechita is going to stop. There won't be any more Shechita in the UK. It won't be allowed. And the official, the guy, saw that Rav Schneeberg was sitting there with a tilim, and he was crying his eyes out. This English, very cultured person, was extremely uncomfortable. He said, "Have I said something to offend the rabbi? The rabbi is getting upset. Is there anything I could do? I apologize if I've said anything which is offensive. I apologize. But please don't cry anymore." And Rav Schneeberg just cried even more. He cried even more. The Shechita was being banned. He cried, he's saying tilim and crying. And then the man was so uncomfortable, he said to one of the other Rabbonim, I feel so bad that I'm making this man distressed, this elderly rabbi. Is there anything at all that I could do to stop him crying?" So he said, "Yes. What should I do?" "Nothing." "If you do nothing, he will stop crying." The Bechias of Rav Schneeberg allowed Shechita to continue. What's the Pshat? Rav Dessler brings, beginning in Mechtam Elio, the very first Maime in Chelek Hei, an incredible Yesoid from the Gaon. The Gaon says that we've all got a tremendous problem in Avodas Hashem. What's our problem in Avodas Hashem? Timtum Halev. That means that we could be tzaddikim. We could be Avodas Hashem. We could be learning Yom and Belayla and doing mitzvahs and doing chesed and davening Shacharis Mincha and Maariv with tremendous kavona. And do everything right. But we're still blocked from the Ribono Shel Olam with Timtum Halev. So the Gaon says, just like a field can't have anything growing in the field without you ploughing the field first before putting the seed in, so too a human being has a time when you can plant something. When you can create a real kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam, real Aliyah Ruchnis. The real Aliyah Ruchnis is only shayach, he says, in one of two situations. Either the great emotion which is caused from happiness, or the great emotion which is caused from sadness. Both of them are a shas hakosher. They're an opportunity. They're like the field has just been ploughed and you can sow something in the field. You can put something in. So he says, that's why the Torah says Chag HaOsif has to be Zman Simchoseinu when Usmachtum Lifnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. Because what's the happiness about? The happiness is about Gashmius. It's about the harvest. It's about food. It's about money. That's why people are happy. But if they're happy, there's a little crack in the Timtum Halev. And you can put something in. Use the moment, grab the second, grab that moment to put Yiddishkeit in. He says, Rodas actually says, that's why Chassidim drink L'chaim. Why do you drink L'chaim? Because when you drink L'chaim, you have some alcohol, you feel a bit happier. So he says, at that moment, you can put some Yiddishkeit in. You can put some Ruchnias in. But the Gaon says this, you saw it. He says, Timtum Halev Ma'akev. Lifnei Zrias Hargoshes Haruchnias El Alev. He says, "Sragshus gedoyla is the charisha. Sheicholim lovoi oimi yisurim oimi simcha. Shneim poiskim es halev. The heart is opened up by both things, by simcha and by yisurim. At the moment, now, when everyone is traumatized by what happened Thursday night, by those 45 Yidden, Chmon Litzlan lost their lives. When they came to do a mitzvah, they came for his alus, they came for his reimus, they came to be Dovuk Bashem, and they became Dovuk Bashem, but in a different way, going to Gan Eden early. They had a different his alus. This is a Zriya. This is an opportunity for Zriya. It's not a Zriya, it's just an opportunity. Whether the Makayr of Simcha or the Makayr of the opposite is physical or not physical, the Lev is opened up. Therefore, it's a moment now for opening up of the hearts. And the immediate reaction, I think, for everybody is, Mises not about view. Because after all, after Mises not about view, Aaron's response, the response of Aaron HaKohen was Vayidoim, was silence. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. We can't grasp why. Yes, we know it was Eish Zorah Shalitzivo Yisam, but what happened? We don't understand it at all. Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron said nothing. Aaron was so great that he could wear Urim Batumim. He was so great that he's chosen for Kapora for Klal Yisrael. His response is, I don't understand. Vayidoim Aaron. He's silent, no response at all. And the toitzah of that is what? Bezois yovoy Aaron el HaKodesh. Because Vayidoim means his batlus. Vayidoim means, I accept that you are in charge. We all know the Rabbein Shem's in charge. But sometimes it's so obvious that he's doing things that we don't understand at all. We don't understand it at all. So this is Bikroi Vayekodesh Val Pnei Kol Omechovid Vayidim Aaron. It's Bikroi Vayekodesh. It's a Bechina Bikroi. On our Madrega, it's Bikroi Vayekodesh what happened in Moran. So if we think about the way we should look at this, we should remember the Maisu of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Kloisenberger, after the war, when Hashem Yirachem, he'd lost all his children, 11 children, his wife, he was in the DP camp. And someone came to Kloisenberger and said to him, you see that Yid over there? He's Benon Shel Kedoshim, he comes from the biggest Yichus of Tzadikim and Gedolim. And after he's been through what he's been through, he doesn't want to know anything about Yiddishkeit. Nothing. Nothing. He doesn't want to keep a thing. He won't speak to anybody. He won't daven. He won't put on tefillin. He won't keep Shabbos. He won't do anything. Maybe the Rebbe could speak to him. Maybe the Tzaddik will speak to him and have some hashpo. So the Rebbe said, I can't speak to him. I can't speak. He says, no, but you must. You don't understand this Yid. He's completely turned his back on the Rebbein Shalom, on Torah Mitzvahs. The Rebbe went over to him. And he sat next to him. And he said, look what the Rebbein Shalom has done. Look who he's killed. He's taken all the good people away and he's just left us. And the Rebbe sat with him and cried for 3 hours. Didn't say a word. He just cried and cried and cried for what had just happened. The next morning, the man was in davening putting on tefillin. What's the pshat in the story? You make a mistake when you think you need answers. You think and you need intellectual approach. You need a brilliant lecture, a wonderful shiur, an amazing story. No. What do we need? Lev. We need to know that someone else feels pain with my pain. And that's what brought him back. I saw in the Sefer Sichas in Rav Shlomo Hoffman, page 47, anybody who has the Sefer should look it up. It's an unbelievable Sefer, incredible Hesoiris and Klokkeit and Hadrocha and guidance. Everyone should learn the Sefer. This section is called Sichosoi HaRishoyne Shel Rav Dessler Beretz Yisrael. The first Sicha, the first Shmuz that Rav Dessler gave when he came to Eretz Yisrael, this is in Elul Tov Shin Vov, 1946. He says, I went to hear him speaking in Yeshivas Heichal HaTalmud in Tel Aviv. It doesn't exist anymore. Now it's, the Beis Medrash is still there. And it's used now as a kollel. Recently set up a kollel for one of my son's kollelim. In that Musa Shmuz, all the Gedolim had come. All the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael had come to the Shmuz. All the Rosh Yeshiva had come. And he started off the Shmuz by saying with tremendous hisragshus how excited he is to be in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, And he said, look at the difference between Eretz Yisrael and every other country. Every other country, you come to the country, what do you want to do? Sort out your accommodation, sort out your food, sort out your job, find a way to make money. You come to a new country, you need to sort things out, you need to start the things. What's the first thing you do to Eretz Yisrael? Torah. Because this is the land where the first thing is Torah. And he talked about the Chashivas of Torah. And then he began to speak about a forbidden subject. Something that no one had dared ever speak about. What was that? The Holocaust. Shoah. He dared to speak about what had just happened, that 6 million of our brothers and sisters were murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, and suffered the most horrific suffering before they died. And Rav Dessler's family were killed, most of them. And everybody was sitting there in that Beis Medrash. Their families had all been murdered. And what happened? Then Rav Dessler asked the following question. Was the Holocaust a brocha or a klola? And everyone was shocked out of their mind. What's he talking about? It's the most terrible, 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 terrible thing. There couldn't be any question. This is a klola. Like you have in this week's parasha, a description of chukosai, the klolas, terrible things. It's clear it's a klola. What did he mean? And then he explains. He says, what is a brocha? A brocha is not schar for a mitzvah. Because we know there's no schar in Olam Hazeh for mitzvahs. So what is a brocha? So he says, a brocha is a house. Why? It gives you a chance to do mitzvahs. He says, without a house you can't put up a marker. Without a house you can't have guests and visitors. Without money, how can you give tzedakah? When they ask you for charity, if they ask you for the Jewish day, you won't have anything if you haven't got money. You need to have money. It's a broch to have money. You need to have children. Without children, how could you be mechanech? How could you bring him into a bris? So he says, to be mekayim mitzvahs, it's necessary to have what it takes to do a mitzvah. This isn't the schar. It's a keli for avodas Hashem. Min hashamayim were given certain kelim. What we decide to do with those kelim is our choice. So he said, if this horrific event causes us to be mechazak in emunah, causes us to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causes us to do tshuva, causes us to appreciate life, causes us to say to ourselves again and again, V'hi sh'om d'la v'yiseinu v'lonu, sh'b'chol do'i v'do'im d'olein l'chal yiseinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodom. We're aware of the fact that the Umo Yisraelim, it's like Se'achas ben Shivim Ze'evim. And every day of survival is miraculous. And every day of existence is something to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're alive. Then if you took that from the Holocaust, then it's a bracha. And if the opposite happened, if a person became depressed from it, the person became doubtful about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person has questions and says, doesn't make sense, why should I be from anymore, then it was a klala. It's a bracha or klala depending on the person's response. Now, all of us are reeling from this blow, something which doesn't make any sense to us at all. How can it be? It's like Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rebbeinu Shleim when he saw Rebbe Akiva, that they're tearing his flesh to pieces with Masreikas Shel Bar Shel Barzel. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to Bar Yoilam? Zu Torah v'zu Schora. We've got the same kasha. The same kasha, Zu Torah, Zu Schora. Somebody goes to Meron, he goes to Shimon ben Yochai, he goes to Tana. Why? Because he wants his Karvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was begging for Yeshuas. He's a Mamin, he's a Ruchni. And you see people who are from and people who are not from going to Meron. Why? Because you think somebody not from doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Of course he does. Anachnu Maminim Bnei Maminim, every Yid believes. Like it says in the Rambam, that somebody who doesn't believe it, Yodua Shalom Dava Yisrael Sinai, you didn't all believe. Not everybody's from, but you didn't all believe. So Zutoy or Zuschor is the Pliat Sumo that we have, like Moshe Rabbeinu's Kasha. Zutoy or Zuschor. And we have a response. What's our response? Vayidoy Maharain. And Bezois Yov Aaron HaKodesh. By acceptance of our limitation that we don't understand, by acceptance of the fact that he's in charge, then we've got the chink in the armor. We've got that crack in which we can build ruchnius. We can become more ruchni. We can become nis'ala from it. So that their horrific suffering becomes the cause of Klal Yisrael's chizuk and Klal Yisrael's aliyah. And it is a paradox. Like it's a paradox, how can it be that non-frum kids taken by Esh HaTorah to Auschwitz become Shomer Torah mitzvahs from that experience? It doesn't make any sense. How can it be? If the person didn't keep mitzvahs before he went, kal v'chomer, he wouldn't afterwards. But no. Despite the kasha, maybe because of the kasha, there's a humility, an Ekev Anova Yeres Hashem. Yer Shemayim comes from admitting, we have no control. We have no control except a control of ourselves, the ability to make something a brocha or a klola, the ability to respond to someone else's provocation and get angry, or to hold one's anger back. That we've got control over. We've got control over whether to be angry and miserable or to be happy. Whether to appreciate what we do have or be frustrated about what we don't have. That's a choice. You can always look at what you don't have and get miserable, angry, frustrated, jealous and depressed. Or look at what you do have and then you can become inspired and happy and joyful. A person who has a reputation as a moaner, as a complainer, as a negative person, has no friends at all. They may have people who are nice to boil and are sympathetic to them, but they have no friends at all. Why? Because they're noitlim. A noisen loves to give. He gives as much as he can, not as little as he can get away with, because he's a noisen. Klal Yisrael is showing the true colors now. On Friday morning, hundreds and hundreds of non-frum Yidden lined up to give blood in Tel Aviv. Hundreds. What for? For the Yidden who were injured in the war. Mi kam Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, from this Lag Ba'omer, we won't forget this Lag Ba'omer. We won't forget the Lag Ba'omer. It wasn't an ordinary Lag Ba'omer. But maybe it's a Lag Ba'omer with a bigger fire. Which fire? If it lights the fire within us, then that's a real Lag Ba'omer. It should be a big schus for us. But we're misboinim, we're noise ba'olim chaveroi, with the family of the Bergmans, and all the other Eden who lost close relations. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi sho'omah lo'olam dai, yo'imah l'tzor yisenu dai. Shabbi Zoycha, there's Galus Kvot Shemayim, B'yas Mashiach, Sikain, B'Korav. Thank you.